A study of more than 1,000 people followed from birth in Dunedin has looked at them at age 45 to see whether how fast they walk under different circumstances can predict how well or badly they're ageing. In other words, their biological versus their chronological age. And they've compared their findings with what these 45-year-olds were like when they were aged 3. The technical term for this walking measure is gait speed. But there may have been an even simpler indicator. Dr. Lena Rasmussen was the lead researcher.
Gait speed has been used as a measure of functional capacity, but mainly in older patients and in older, healthy elderly people, but not as much in middle age and not really in young people at all.
So in older people, you get people to walk down the corridor and see how far they can walk in 6 minutes, something like that, isn't it? It's worth a 6 minute walk?
It's actually just like a 4 or 6 meter test. So it's more just, can you even get out of the hospital bed? Can you get up and walk? And will you need assistance while walking? And then over a very short distance, 4 or 6 meter, you can see what is the gait speed in that distance. And that's very closely related to the underlying functional capacity and the health status of a person. People who are walking slower when they are older, they have a higher risk of developing age-related diseases such as cardiovascular disease or dementia. And there's also a link between slower gait speed and even mortality.
There hasn't been much work done into gait speed, how quickly you walk, but it's a bit more sophisticated than that. Earlier in life, and you've been using a New Zealand study called the Dunedin study, which has been following a group of people from early childhood through to what's now adulthood. We learned a lot about childhood behavior, ADHD and various other things from the Dunedin study, but now you're looking at them at 45 and comparing to them age 3, and you've looked at gait speed. But it wasn't just gait speed, it was things like dual task gait. Tell me what the tests were you did on the 45-year-olds.
We measured gait speed in 3 different ways. First, we asked them to walk just at their normal pace, and then they were asked to do a dual task gait speed task, as you said, which means that they had to do a small task while they were walking, and this was that they had to recite alternating letters of the alphabet while they were walking.
It wasn't juggling while they were walking. It was
not juggling. Right, it was a cognitive task, yeah. Right. And then the final way we measured it was to measure the maximum gait speed, so how fast they could walk without running. And then we've made an average across these 3 measures of gait speed.
And what were you measuring it against?
A wide range of associations, mainly indicators of aging and physical and physiological function, like muscle strength in your hands and your legs, how many rises and sits you can do from a chair in 30 seconds, how many steps you can do in 2 minutes. And then we've looked at brain scans. We've imaged with MRI the brains of all the study members, and saw that those who were walking slower, they had different signs in their brains that are telling us that these brains and these people are aging faster. For instance, they had smaller brain volumes, their cortical thickness had decreased, and the surface areas of the brains had also decreased. And then moreover, on the brain scans, we could see that they had these white matter hyperintensities that are usually appearing with age.
So in a sense, you measured their biological age through a different series of parameters. And what you're saying is that at age 45... that was their chronological age, but their biological age was a lot older. So for those who were slowest on average with their gait, how many years added on to their chronological age were they?
We used this 19 biomarker measure of physiological function, where we measured things like cholesterol and blood pressure and a lot of other things. When we compared the slowest walkers and the fastest walkers, there was actually almost 5 years difference between the slowest and the fastest walkers in the study. Walking is such a simple thing, but it's dependent on the underlying function of many different organs at the same time. So you need your brain, your heart, your lungs, your muscles, your bones, nervous system, vision, and so on, all working together for just doing the simple task of walking. And that's why we can capture this association between aging and gait speed.
And you also rated their facial age. In other words, did they look old? What did that show?
That also showed that those who were walking more slowly in the study, they also had faces that looked older.
When they were 3, what were they like?
At age 3, they went through some cognitive testing and neurological testing, and we found that those who had better brain health at age 3 and better cognitive function, they turned out to be the faster walkers at age 45. Those with slower walking speed at age 45, they had had worse cognitive function already at age 3.
So you're saying that their destiny was set at age 3?
We hope not. Why this link is there, we don't really know. It could be that those with poor neurocognitive function in childhood has worse health behaviors throughout their lives, or it could even be that there could be something more predestined. We don't know.
And what about things like social class, education, smoking, and those sorts of factors? Do they congregate in people with slower gait?
There's definitely a link between worse lifestyles like smoking and poor diet, low physical activity. But in this study, we've corrected for the childhood family social class. So it's not explaining everything here.
Were you able to see whether or not the trajectory of some three-year-olds were able to be changed?
Unfortunately, in this study in particular, we haven't looked at any lifestyle changes and how that would have changed gait speed over time, also because we haven't measured gait speed at earlier phases than age 45. We think that it's reflecting the underlying health. So if you improve your health, then this might be reflected both in your physical and cognitive functioning and therefore also in your gait speed. We think there's things you can do.
So here's the temptation is always to simplify complex things, and usually you're wrong. But however, the way you tested gait's reasonably complicated, but they can look in the mirror. If you're looking old at the age 45, should you just get on your bike and get going on a high-intensity prevention program?
I definitely don't think that would hurt. If you look older and have signs of aging compared to your chronologically aged peers, then I think living a healthy life wouldn't hurt at all. It would actually probably benefit you in many ways.
Lena, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So what's going on the outside could well be going on the inside. Dr. Lena Rasmussen is a researcher at Duke University in North Carolina and Copenhagen University Hospital in Denmark.